The October 29th, 2019, regular meeting of the Chatham County Savannah Metropolitan Planning Commission will now come to order. Please stand for the invocation and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
We thank you, O Lord, for the good weather we are having. Thank you for all our many blessings. Look on us with your mercy. Give us patience. And most of all, give us human resource to realize that we are brothers and sisters. Look on our service men and women who serve in this country all over the world for our benefit. Give us the strength and the desire to do the right thing. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Please be seated. There's a sign-in sheet near the door to the hearing room. Please sign this sheet to record your attendance at today's meeting. For those of you who would like to speak, we ask that you sign one of our blue speaker cards. Give the blue speaker card to the staff member sitting to my, over to my left, Jessica. And she will call, I will call your name at the appropriate time. There are agendas on the table outside near the door to the hearing room. Today's agenda is broken down into several parts. First, notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. Next, consent agenda, which consists of matters which the applicant is in agreement with staff recommendation and no known objections. To outline the order in which the meeting is conducted, each petition is presented to staff, and staff presents it to the board, providing information on the petition. After staff presentation, board members may ask questions of staff regarding presentation for clarification. The petitioner is then offered to make a presentation regarding his petition to the commission. The board may then ask questions of the petitioner for clarification. Afterwards, the floor will be open for public comment. The total time for public comment is the equivalent of the petitioner's presentation. Therefore, it's important that speaker cards be provided to the chairman if you want to speak on that particular petition. Once the floor is open for public comment on a petition, no additional speakers can come forward. If you're not certain whether you want to speak, still fill out a card, and at the time your name is called, you can always decline. At the conclusion, the board will take a vote and take action. First item on our agenda is the approval of the agenda. It's been properly moved by Ms. Jarrett and seconded by Mr. Coles. I'm sorry.
Wayne and Mr. Cole.
Mr. Noah properly moved and Mr. Cole second. Any discussion? Any unreadiness? All in favor, signify right hand. All opposed, motion carries. Notices, proclamation, agenda. Our November 19, 2019 MPC meeting will be held in this Chatham County Commission chambers at 1:30. There are also some planned development plans submitted for review. There are no items to be removed from the agenda. There are no items to be withdrawn from the agenda. We have several items on the consent agenda. Item four is the approval of the October 8th, 2019 briefing and regular meeting minutes. Item five is a resolution for the fiscal year 2021-5303 transit planning grant. And item six, new construction, Victorian Historic District. The chair will entertain a motion for all three.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
It's been properly moved by Mr. Cole, seconded by Ms. Milton. Any discussion? Any unreadiness? All in favor? All opposed, motion carries. Next item on our agenda is MPC Human Resources Manual. Ms. Everett, anything you'd like to add to that?
I made the corrections that Ms. Jarrett asked about to the form for disciplinary actions, and Mr. Noah and I went back and forth, and we talked about, I believe, one of his issues. And I think that's it. Everything else was okay with the manual, okay, as far as anyone else commenting.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion regarding the MPC Human Resources Manual.
Move to approve.
Second.
It's been properly moved by Ms. Jarrett, second by Mr. Wildwoody. Any discussion? Any unreadiness? All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries.
Next is regular business rezoning map amendment. Mr. Lotson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. The item before you for consideration at this time is a request to rezone property. This property is 317, 319, 321, 323, and 325 East 32nd Street. The petitioner is requesting to rezone these properties from the current TN2 designation to the TC1 designation. These properties are within the streetcar historic district. This is a tax map of the subject properties. As I mentioned, there are five lots. They are contiguous on the south side of East 32nd between Habersham and Lincoln Street. These properties were zoned to their current classification in 2005 with the adoption of the, at that time, the Mid-City Historic District, which we now know as the Streetcar Historic District. Based on our review of these properties in terms of the research, these properties are currently undeveloped and appear to have always been such. We reviewed aerial photography from years gone by, as well as the Sanborn maps, and it appears that no development has ever occurred on this property. The individual lots are approximately 1,100 square feet in size. Typically in this neighborhood, residential properties are in the neighborhood of 2,000 to 2,500 square feet in size. We think this these dimensions have contributed somewhat probably to the lack of development on this particular property. But as it relates to the zoning, the current zoning, TN2, is somewhat different when it appears on corner lots within this historic district in terms of uses that are permitted. It's treated in many ways from a use standpoint like a TC1 district when located on a corner lot. For example, corner lots in TN2 allow some of the same uses that are permitted in TC1, such as restaurants and medical offices and things of that nature. So it is a more permissive district as it relates to uses under the, when it is on a corner lot. As I mentioned in the pre-meeting, there are a few anomalies about this particular area regarding these properties, both the size and the property that we talked about on the north side of 32nd Street, which a portion of is undeveloped right-of-way. And it has been undeveloped because of the infrastructure that's on underground there. So that property is not likely to be developed in the near future. Our finding regarding the zoning was that this location is appropriate for the TC1 classification and feel like the future of this property, if it's going to be developed, will likely more so happen if the properties are combined and developed under the TC1 zoning classification. It is a corner lot on an arterial street in the streetcar neighborhood, and staff in review of the criteria for rezoning found that it was appropriate to support the request to rezone this property to TC1. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions of Mr. Lotson? There being none, is the petitioner present? If you would, sir, please step forward and state your name for the record.
Good afternoon, members of the commission. For the record, Josh Yellen here today on behalf of the petitioner, Gordon Development. I'm here with both Mr. Gordon, Mr. Craig Gordon, and Mr. Charles Gordon, along with the project architect, Mr. Coleman, is here with us as well. We do want to thank staff for their recommendation for approval, and we do agree that this site is appropriate for the TC1 designation as a TN2 corner lot. Many of the uses that can currently be developed are appropriate as well in the TC1, as this is a parcel located on one of the major corridors within the streetcar mid-city district located on Habersham. The TC1 zoning is also prevalent in the area, both the Blowin' Smoke property immediately adjacent to it, as well as the property that is Caddy Corner, the new multifamily development with the ground floor commercial located in the vicinity, has the same zoning. This use and this rezoning are appropriate, and we do simply want to request your approval of this rezoning and are happy to answer any questions that y'all may have.
Any questions of Mr. Yellen? Yes, Ms. Jarrett.
Is there a reason that the TC1 is being requested as opposed to recombining these and using the corner lot designation?
One of the main differences, in all honesty, between the TN2 and the TC1 is the development standards. Height remains the same. Okay. There is a difference in building coverage, and that will be the honest answer, is that the building coverage, it's 10% greater, from 60% to 70%. In reality, based on the size of this lot, it is roughly a 600-square-foot difference, just in terms of construction and build-out.
Any follow-up questions, Ms. Jarrett?
No.
Any further questions of Mr. Yellen? Thank you, Mr. Yellen.
Thank you.
I do have a card on this. Is Mr. Rodriguez? Sir, please step forward. State your name for the record. You have 2 minutes, sir.
10 minutes?
Two minutes.
2 minutes. I'm Lawrence Rodriguez. I'm the homeowner at 313 East 32nd Street. So on the tax map, I would be the house right here adjacent to the lots in question. So not sure exactly how this form works, but regarding compatibility that was in the report, I do contend that the use of the property for non-residential purposes would adversely affect my adjacent property and the neighboring properties in this too significant way. So currently, these parcels serve as the primary parking space for the Blowing Smoke Cantina, which is this structure right here in this parcel. So the homeowners and the restaurant can coexist reasonably well. It's a fairly large restaurant, as some of you probably know, but there's adequate parking. When these lots are removed and repurposed, potentially with the structure, I'm concerned that parking will be an issue for the neighbors, particularly on this side of the street, the south side of 32nd. My property is the only one here that has off-street parking. These other houses here on this side of the street do not have off-street parking, whereas houses on this side have reasonable off-street parking. And then the second concern in the compatibility is currently my driveway is used as an entry and exit way to these parcels, so people that are walking on foot or driving will come through here. Cross over my driveway at an angle to get into the parking lot or to exit the parking lot. So there's some concerns about buffering and accessibility and some safety concerns. Like on my way here, as I was backing out, there's two gentlemen crisscrossing across, diagonally across my driveway to get to the restaurant. So I had to be careful not to, you know, to stop, not to run into the gentleman. So those are my primary concerns regarding the staff report on compatibility.
Can you wrap it up in less than a minute?
Yes. And then the other, as a homeowner there, I guess the other question was, you know, what are the intended uses or proposed uses for these parcels, if there's something about that.
Would you speak up into the microphone?
The other concern was around intended uses of the parcels. I don't know if that's something that can be discussed today, but that was something that I was curious about in terms of what the plan is. Okay. And then lastly, collectively, individually, I can see why the lots aren't suitable for housing nor for a single commercial structure, but collectively, they could be just as suitable for one or two private residents or single-family residents as they could be for non-residential purposes. Across the street here, someone built a house here in the last year, and it's as a homeowner, it's nice to see more homes going up in the area. So I guess the other question is, collectively, if these properties are being considered collectively, why could they not build single-family residences?
Any questions of Mr. Rodriguez? Yes, Mr. Noah.
I have a question for staff to answer Mr. Rodriguez. And my question, does staff have a listing handy that you can throw up of the uses that would be allowed under the question? I'm sorry. If staff could just put up a list of the uses that would be allowed, whether this petitioner or any other subsequent owner could possibly put there. Thank you.
This is a list of the uses that are permitted in corner lots in TN2 and in TC1. In our review of it, we did go through and highlight some of the primary differences, and I'll point some of those out to you as you peruse this list. It's two pages, so I'll go through it because I can't show them all to you here together. But some of the things that are permitted for in TC1 that are not permitted in TN2 include upper story residential, child care centers, police stations, offices, private clubs and lodges, banks are an example, instructional studios and classrooms, microbreweries, minor vehicle service, convenience stores. So some of the, it permits most of the same residential types, but there are some commercial uses that are permitted in TN2 corner lots. I'm sorry, that are permitted in TC1 that are not permitted in the TN2 corner lots. So I guess the basis of your question is the intensity of uses that might be established on this property. So there are some uses that are more intense that could go here than what would be permitted under the current zoning.
Any follow-up, Mr. Noah?
Yes, I believe one of the differences is also
Fuel and gas stations are permitted in TC1, are not permitted in TN2.
Any further questions of commissioners? Mr. Yellen, anything further?
Just for the benefit of Mr. Rodriguez as well, I know that this board knows this already, but this is the rezoning petition, and we will obviously be coming back with a design and site plan, which I'm not sure if we'll have the Historic Preservation Commission yet at that point, or if we'll be coming back before this very board. But the exact layout and design, all of that, we will have another hearing on this item.
Thank you, Mr. Yellen. Questions?
Is there any intended use known for the property?
We are currently working through the use. I'm trying not to steer this discussion towards that use. It's going to be a business incubator is the best way to describe it, to promote small businesses in the city of Savannah and a one-stop shop to make sure that the local talent and local citizens that we have here don't have to go to Atlanta or New York or DC to get the footing and business training that they need. Trying to figure out where neatly to place a use like that in the use table, and that's what we're still working through, but not going to be a gas station.
Mr. Branch?
So, Mr. Yellen, which use would you classify that under on this list? Office general, or
I want us to stay close into the rezoning issue if we can, and when he comes back again, that would be something we take up at that point. I don't want to prejudice us at this point, if possible.
If you may.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Any further questions, Mr. Yellen? Any further questions? Thank you, Mr. Rodriguez.
Thank you.
All right. Chair, entertain a motion. And properly moved, Mr. Noah, second by Mr. Welch. Any discussion? Any unreadiness? All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. There being no presentations, no other business, the chair entertain the motion for adjournment. Properly moved. We stand adjourned.